Yeah, so how is your practice going? Huh? Difficult? Huh? Fighting the kilesas? Huh? Yeah? I don't want. Boring? Huh? Yeah? Time over? No, not yet. Everyone has the same problems, yeah? So yesterday we were talking about samadhi, yeah? About meditation has two aspects, samadhi practice, samatha, yeah? And vipassana. Vipassana is investigation. Yeah? And investigation is the only thing that leads to wisdom. Samadhi itself doesn't lead to wisdom. Samadhi leads to calm, investigation leads to wisdom. Yeah? Knowledge is not wisdom. Huh? We can study, you know, you can read all the texts of the Lord Buddha, you know, I mean, we have a lot of knowledge, huh? But we have no wisdom. I mean, sometimes, you know, hopefully nowadays, but you know, nowadays even the common wisdom is gone. Yeah? And people need to ask, Siri, you know, what am I going to do? Or, you know, Google, you know, what is going on? Yeah? Yeah? Common sense is gone. Yeah? Common sense, common wisdom is gone. Yeah? Maybe the older generation still remembers, yeah? I mean, how was life without Google? Oh, how was life without Apple, yeah? Without Siri, without Google, you know? I mean, where we actually had to fold out a map when we wanted to go and travel, huh? How was that, yeah? Huh? Nowadays nobody knows that anymore. He doesn't even know where north and south and east and west is, huh? Nothing, yeah? I mean, we're just so... With every new invention, technical invention, we get more and more stupid. We think we are clever, you know, but we are actually more and more stupid, yeah? We don't know how to behave ourselves, you know, in unknown situations, yeah? So what do we investigate? Yeah, what is investigation? Investigation is asking the right questions. Make a note, yeah? I mean... Listen with your heart and you don't have to make notes. Yeah, but go ahead and do it, yeah. I do remember, you know, when I was starting meditation, I had a meditation, you know, diary, you know. But I think after 2 years, you know, I was, forget about it. If I can't remember, it was not worthwhile. Yeah? If I have to look up, you know what happened, you know, it is not worthwhile, you know, to be remembered. If I remember it in my heart, you know, I mean, it will always stay there. Yeah? But nowadays, you know, I mean, we do have to write down notes, you know, or text in notes, you know, I mean, what is going to happen when you lose your smartphone? Your life is gone. Huh? No? You don't have a backup. This, the heart, the citta is a backup. Yeah? I mean, it knows everything. Yeah? It knows not only from this life, you know, it knows, you know, the things from thousands of lives. Yeah? It knows how we died, you know, 1,000 times. Yeah? It can recall every death that we had. It can recall any encounter in hell that we had or in heaven we had, yeah? Every life, yeah? But we blocked it off. Sometimes it's better, you know, to block it off. Don't want to know what kind of heinous person we were in our last life, you know, how cruel we were, yeah? Probably lots of people don't want to remember, yeah? So, investigation is asking the right questions, yeah? And not getting, write it down, not getting the answers from thinking. Yeah? Getting the answers from the heart. Yeah? From the knowingness of the heart. Yeah? That's how we develop wisdom. And what do we investigate? We investigate the things that we think we are. What do we think we are? The body, the first thing. Feeling, yes. Thinking, it's my thought. Yeah. Memory, association, yeah. And consciousness. That's what we believe we are. And the first thing that we investigate is, of course, this body. Yeah? Because with this body comes all the sensual pleasures. Yeah? And that's what we're hankering after. Yeah? Nowadays we don't like to have a car, you know, that doesn't have a stereo, that doesn't have air conditioner, that has nothing, you know. It's just, you know, a driving wheel, you know, and pedal, yeah. We don't like this anymore, yeah. We like all these senses, you know. In our body, yeah? Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking, yeah? And most of our, you know, most of our predominant sense is thinking, yeah? We think the world that we live in. We imagine the world that we live in, yeah? We don't know what reality is because we never stop thinking, We see, you know, and we think what we see. We hear and we think what we hear, yeah? Or associate, yeah? Memory, yeah? Or you smell, you know, what we think we smell. Yeah? But we don't know what is smell. We don't know what is pain, yeah? We don't know what these feelings are. How does it feel? How does anger feel? How does pain feel? How does greed feel? You know, if you want something so badly, how does it feel? We don't know. What? Anybody knows? And we just go for it, you know? If we want something, you know, we just go for it, yeah? If we are averse to something, we get rid of it. Or avoid it, yeah? So, but we don't know the feeling of it, yeah? How do they differ? Yeah, how does, yeah, for instance, pain differ, you know, from anger? How does greed differ from anger? How does this, you know, this feeling differ from that feeling? Do we know it? No, because we never investigated this feeling. When we do samatha meditation, I mean, there is one exception, you know, when we investigate pain, the painful feeling, you know, that arises in the body when we sit, you know, sit for a longer time, yeah? And then we investigate it, yeah? So the first thing, you know, that we do with pain investigation is feel it. No, we don't want to. Feel it, you know. Let it pervade the whole body, you know, so that we know the feeling of pain. Yeah? We don't want to get rid of pain. We want to know what is pain. Yeah? Can we do that? No. I'm so amazed, you know. I mean, being in Bandat, you know, knowing a lot of women practitioners, you know, in the old days, you know, women, you know, when they bear children, you know, it is enormous pain. But they go through it, you know. Yeah? But when they go and sit in meditation, they cannot go through pain. This little pain, yeah, that comes up. They cannot do pain investigation. But when they give birth, you know, to a child, you know, they go through immense pain. Yeah? No? The older ones, you know, the younger ones just open up their belly, you know, and take out the child, you know. I mean, it's all disgusting. Yeah? They can't stand this pain anymore, yeah. But the older women, you know, I mean, when they gave birth, you know, all the birth pain, you know. Yeah. But then they sit in meditation, oh, I can't take it, I can't take it, yeah. The males, you know, are much better, you know, in investigating pain than the women, yeah? So, I mean, this is one thing, you know, I mean, women have to develop, you know? I mean, feel the pain, know what is pain, yeah? Don't be averse to the pain, yeah? And that answers your question, what is pain, you know? How does it feel like? So the first thing is we accept it, we feel it, yeah? And then we go to the spot where it is, yeah? Is it a spot or is it an area? And then we look at it, you know? And then we look at it. Is it constant or is it not constant? And then we see, you know, it is anicca. Everything in this world is anicca, yeah? It is arising and ceasing. It's getting stronger and then getting less strong and then gets stronger and less strong. And then we ask, where exactly is the pain, yeah? Is it in the skin, yeah? Nah. The thoughts are answering, no, it's not in the skin, it's in the tendons of the muscles, yeah? No, it's not in the muscles, it's not in the tendons, it's not in the flesh, it's not in the bones, yeah? I mean, we have to look for it, yeah? And we can't find it, you know, if you truly look for it, yeah? It's only the kilesas that tell you, oh, I'm sitting uncomfortable, huh? Yeah? I mean, you sit with your friends for 2 hours, eat and chat, you know, and you don't feel any pain. Huh? Huh? So what kind of pain is that? Huh? That you, when you sit in meditation, yeah? Where is it? Where exactly is it? That is the thing that you want to know, yeah? And you can't find it, yeah? And if you do it, you know, if you're really interested in the pain, yeah? And you're close to understand, you know, that the pain is actually not there, you know. It moves from one spot to the another, yeah. And, you know, it was in the right knee and now it is in the left knee. The right knee is completely free of pain. How can that happen? Yeah. If you believe the pain is in the muscles or in the tendons, you know, I mean, then it should stay there, shouldn't it? How can it move to another spot? That's why we follow the pain, yeah? And then we ask the same thing, yeah? We go to that location and ask the same question. Where, what is pain? Where is the pain? You know, is it anicca? Is it anatta, dukkha, and so on, yeah? And then it moves to another spot, yeah? And then we follow the pain until it really shows us where it's coming from. That's when we understand what pain is, yeah? Because when you get up, you know, I mean, it's painful, oh, yeah? You get up and where's the pain? Huh? Answer, where's the pain? Gone. Huh? It's gone. It's magic. Yeah? So we have to understand the magic of pain. Yeah? And we have to understand what is the cause of this pain. Yeah? That is the first kind of investigation. Then, you know, I mean, if you go to the body investigation, I mean, yeah? The body and the citta are two different things, yeah? We are born in the body, we die in the body, we never get out of the body, so we believe we are the body, yeah? You're born in the car, you die in the car, you never get out of the car, of course you believe that you are the car. No? Same thing, yeah? But the Lord Buddha came and knocked on the window on the car and said, get out! Look, you know, the car is the car, the driver is the driver, yeah? So that's what he said, you know, the citta is the citta and the five khandhas are the five khandhas. Yeah? Did I mention five khandhas? Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankarana, Vinyana, yeah? Body, feeling, memory, association, thoughts and consciousness, yeah? So the first thing that we investigate is the body, because that's where all the problems come. That's where greed and hatred are rooted, yeah? They're rooted within this body, yeah? Not only the body, but also the senses of the body. Hmm? We want to drink something, we want to eat, you know, it's all for the body, yeah? We want to see, we want to hear, we want to smell, we want to taste, yeah, we want to touch, huh? All body, yeah? Yeah? And that is where greed and hatred are rooted, yeah? That's why we have to dismantle it, yeah? We have to understand what is the body, yeah? And the first thing is, you know, the body and the citta are two different things, yeah? So, we sit in meditation, we concentrate on the body, and then we cut off the hand and put it in front of us, cut off the other hand, cut off the lower arm, the upper arm, you know, and then the feet, you know, and so on, yeah? Until all the parts of the body, yeah? If some people remember the 32 parts of the body, then put them all out, yeah? Yeah? Which part of the body is the body? Is the heart the body? Is the brain the body? Huh? Is the nose the body? Is the ears the body? Yeah? Huh? Is the torso the body? Huh? What is the body? There's no body. There's just body parts. And who sits there and knows and sees this body part? Huh? Because there's no eyes, yeah? The eyes are out there. Maybe they're looking at you. You can turn them around and let them look at you, yeah? I mean, who's sitting there? Who sees all this body part? It's a citta, yeah? And that is how you can disentangle yourself from the body, yeah? If it is not, you know, if it's not strong enough, you might have to do it 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times, or 1,000,000 times, you know, until it clicks, until you really understood, yeah? Body is body, and the citta is the citta, yeah? That what knows, or that what sees the body parts, you know, is the citta, yeah? It's the knowing nature of the citta. And this is just one. It's just one example, you know, how to disentangled from the body. Yeah? How to understand the body and the citta are two different things. I mean, the Lord Buddha gave the example, you know, of the cart. You know, disassemble the cart in its bolts and in planks, you know, in its nuts, you know, and wheels. You know, where's the cart? There's no cart. That's just parts of the cart. Yeah. And if you assemble it, you know, then you have the cart. If you disassemble it, you have no cart. Yeah. The same with the body. You disassemble the body into its body parts, you know, and there's no body, yeah? Then you assemble it back, you know, and then there's a body, yeah? And when there's a body, there's I, yeah? And when there's no body, there's no I. Oh, that's interesting, yeah? So you have to cut it down at this level, yeah? But for this, you need a little bit of samadhi. You need a little bit of be able to concentrate, you know, on one point. You have to actually be able to concentrate on the thing, yeah? When you cut off your hand, you have to look, yeah? Where you cut it off, you know, and then put it there, you know, and then the other thing, you know, it takes a long time. You need a lot of good concentration to be able to do it, yeah? Don't do it really, you know, don't take a knife and do it, yeah? I'm not teaching that, yeah? Our imagination is strong enough, yeah? Just imagine somebody, you know, pushes a knife into your heart, yeah? I mean, you can imagine the pain, yeah? People have done it before, or somebody, you know, I mean, you know, cuts your throat, yeah? You can imagine that, and already, you know, there's some shiver running down the spine, yeah? So, I mean, you don't really have to do it, you know, just imagine it really, you know. That's it, yeah? The other kind of investigation that we can do is, you know, we can look, you know, and where we don't need a lot of concentration is, you know, we look at our life when we were born, you know, we go back, you know, to the time when we are born, yeah, and then we look at the time when we learn to walk or when we learn to talk, you know, when we learn to read and write, you know, went to school, you know, look at all the life up to here, yeah. It's also investigation that shows us, you know, the frail nature of this body, you know. When we got sick, you know, what did we think when we got sick, yeah? When we got really sick, yeah? We always think, you know, we die, huh? And then 3 days or 4 days or 5 days later, we don't even think about death anymore, huh? The body is working, you know. It's just like, you know, your car breaks down, you know, you have to give it to the garage, you know. Ah, it was so bad, you know, now I have to walk, you know, or take the sub, you know, and so. Then you get your car back, you know, and fine, run off, yeah. It's the same with the body, yeah. When the body is not able to do the things that we want, that the citta desires to do, and there you can clearly see, you know, that the body doesn't want to do anything, yeah? It's just a tool of the citta, yeah? The citta wants to go, the citta wants to walk, the citta wants to travel, the citta wants to see, the citta wants to hear, the citta wants to smell, the citta wants to taste and touch, yeah? The body doesn't care. It's just a tool, yeah? See it as this, yeah? It's a tool, yeah? It's a little robot that we inhabit, you know, and then we move it from inside, yeah? But most of us have become, you know, I mean, the longer we stuck into this robot, the more robotic we become, yeah? Like I said yesterday, you know, what is it? Humanoid androids, huh? Programmed, you know, robots, yeah? Very sophisticated. No doubt about that. Very sophisticated robots, yeah? Sometimes they have a little bit of awareness and think, well, what am I doing here? What is the purpose of my life? And then they go back to sleep through robotic behavior. So the investigation is really, when we focus then, on the body, we really have to focus on the whole body or on a part of the body. Focus, concentrate, like we concentrate on the breath, around the tip of the nose, until we clearly see it with our inner eyes. We close our eyes, for investigation, just like we close our eyes for for samatha meditation. Until we see it clearly, we can see the whole body, in front of us, laying there, and then we ask the chitta, show me how I died. And then the chitta shows us. And then we see what comes out first, what comes out then, what is happening to the body, If it is a normal death, if it is a violent death, it can show us every kind of death, So we have to ask this question, Show me the death, Or show me the nature of the, show me the nature of the lung, or show me the nature of, the heart, or show me the nature of the, whatever, the stomach or the gallbladder or whatever. And we can see it, we concentrate it, and then we ask the question, show me the nature, or what is going to happen, when I slice it up, Or the question is, how does this, the nature of the, for instance, the liver differentiate itself from the nature of the lungs? I want to see it, And then it shows up, Not the first time, And it takes a long, long time. I didn't know that, when I was in the West, nobody, talks about this kind of meditation, investigation, But when I came to see Lungta Mahabho in Wat Pa Ban That, he only talked about a super meditation. There was nothing, there was hardly anything else, sometimes he talked about samatha. Sometimes he talks about sila, but mostly to the monks, asupa, 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 He said, close your eyes, make a tour through the body, and whatever organ, whatever part of the body interests you, focus on it, and then dissect it, yeah. Next time you do it, with another part, and dissect it, yeah, so that you understand the nature of the body. It took me nine months until I actually could see something. So it takes a lot of concentration, it takes a lot of good samadhi. This is the kind of investigation we do. We talked about pain investigation. Once you're good at pain investigation, you can investigate any kind of feeling that comes up. The feeling of greed, how does it feel like? The feeling of anger, It doesn't have to be strong anger, it can be very weak anger, How does it feel like? Feel it, Breathe it in, Also the smells, if you if you go out and have a bad smell, breathe it in, Because we want to know, we want to understand, All our life, we are running away from the disgusting things, and looking for the pleasant things, Now in Singapore it is pretty clean, In some other countries you see a lot of dog shit, on the path or on the street, Actually, in German there's a very nice joke that also, plays in hand with investigation, Two people were walking on a pathway, and then one friend said to the other, beware, there's some dog shit, don't go into it. The other, I don't believe that, so he goes there, it smells like dog shit, But he was not convinced, So he had to touch it, it feels like dog shit, And then, he still wasn't convinced, So he tasted it, it tastes like dog shit, Now he was convinced and said, good that we didn't, tread into it. But that is the kind of investigation we have to do. Yeah, we just don't see things and say, "Ah, oh, there's dog shit, you know," and go away. No, we want to know what it is. Yeah, we want to know what the feeling is. Yeah, we see the pain and then we instantly go on to something else. No, we want to know what is pain. How does it feel like? How does it smell? How does it, you know? How does it taste? Yeah, And then we know what it is. Yeah. And that's the same thing with other kinds of feelings. Yeah? I mean, we are constantly bothered by these feelings. Yeah? Especially women are bothered by their feelings. Huh? Lots of feelings. Yeah? So, we want to know, we want to understand. And that is the way to do it. Yeah? Understand that very well. Yeah? That's how we investigate feelings. Yeah? I mean, we start with investigating of pain, you know, doing our meditation, and then we can go on, yeah? And there's one thing that you do have to understand. Emotion is not a feeling. Emotion is a brewed up, yeah? I mean, you all know sugar candy, you know? You heat up a pan and you throw some sugar in it, you know, and you get big, 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 yeah? Huh? That's emotion. Huh? Or avalanche, yeah? I mean, you throw it, yeah, you don't have snow here, but, you know, you probably saw it, you know, I mean, throw a little bit of stone, you know, on the mountain with snow, you know, and it rolls down with each roll, you know, it takes on snow until it becomes so big that it, yeah, overruns us. That's called an emotion, yeah. What happens is, you know, I mean, there's a thought, you know, with each thought there's an attached feeling, yeah, and then, you know, that triggers another feeling or it triggers a memory, you know, that has a very similar feeling, and so it's adds up, you know, and within the blink of the eye there's an emotion, yeah, but it is made, yeah. We can stop any kind of emotion, you know, in the moment we see it coming up, buddha, 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 because then there are no thoughts, no memories, so I mean, the emotion stops, and there's just a pure feeling. Yeah? And we can deal with pure feeling. Okay, understood? And don't think, you know, it's me, it's mine, it's myself. Yeah? Don't. Yeah? It's not your feeling. It's a feeling. Yeah? It is a feeling, it is a thought, yeah? There is a thought because somebody sees the thought. Somebody knows there is a thought. Huh? I mean, really open your ears, you know, put them really on a very sharp understanding. Know it, yeah? Whatever we feel, whatever we experience, there is somebody who experiences it. And that is the knowingness of the citta, yeah? So the knowingness of the citta is the subject, and whatever we feel, whatever we hear, you know, whatever is a subject. Subject and object, yeah? It's an object, it's a phenomena. Feeling is a phenomena. It arises and ceases, yeah? And, yeah, I mean, if you don't believe it, you know, try to change a bad feeling into a good feeling if it is yours, yeah? You cannot do that because it arises on its own and it ceases on its own, yeah? We can prolong it by, you know, by thinking about it, you know, and then prolongs it, you know, and sooner or later it becomes an emotion, yeah? No. It is, we didn't invite the feeling to come. Oh, did you? Huh? Ask yourself. These feelings don't, yeah, they come by themselves, just like the thoughts come by themselves. We don't invite the feelings to come, we don't invite the memories to come, we don't invite the thoughts to come. Except for some, yeah? We want to think about something, you know, that is produced, you know, by the citta that wants to ponder on something, yeah? But most of the thoughts, you know, just come, go. Feelings come, go, huh? How can you say it's your feeling? There's subject and object. That is the principle of anatta. Whatever I see, whatever I experience, whatever I'm aware of cannot be me, because who is the one who is aware of this? Get it? No. Sometimes we don't even want to get it. Isn't it? Yeah, it's me, you know? Yeah? You hurt my feeling, you hurt my feeling, you know? Yeah? I mean, I cannot hurt a feeling. A feeling is a phenomena. How can I hurt a feeling? Ever thought about that? You constantly say it, you know. Huh? How can I hurt a feeling? I can hurt your view of yourself. Yeah, that's what I can hurt. Huh? What you think about yourself when I say, you know, when you think, you know, you're absolutely gorgeous, you're beautiful, you know, yeah, or handsome, you know, when I say you're absolutely ugly, you stink out of your mouth, you know, then I hurt your self-view. Huh? And then you say you hurt my feeling. No, I hurt your view of yourself. Yeah? No? Yeah, and then get to reality, you know. A feeling cannot be hurt, yeah? But your view of self can be hurt, yeah? Yeah? It can be challenged, yeah? And we are constantly challenged, you know. Huh? I mean, by our friends, by our partners, you know, by our colleagues, you know. We're constantly challenged, you know, of what we think about ourselves, yeah? And other people think differently of us, yeah? Just like you think differently of other people, yeah? So, I mean, that is very common. So don't think, you know, somebody hurts your feeling. A feeling is a phenomenon. A thought is a phenomenon. Nobody can hurt a thought or memory or association, yeah? It's a phenomenon. But they can hurt you, but you feel it is you, yeah? Or yourself, yeah? That's what they can hurt, yeah? They can disillusion you, yeah? But we don't say, you disillusion me, because that would be positive, yeah? So you say, you disappoint me, yeah? It's the same thing. I'm disappointed in you, yeah? Thank you for taking my illusion away, yeah? The illusion that I had about myself, yeah? You disappoint me, yeah? That is the same thing. Interesting, huh? Yeah? Yeah? Food for thought, yeah, food for thought, yeah. Okay, so you understand investigation, you know, I mean, you start with the investigation of pain, yeah, and also, you know, the investigation of your life, yeah, go through your life, you know, go through every step and see the dukkha in your life, yeah, and ask yourself, sometimes ask yourself, what is the purpose of my life, yeah, that is also investigation, yeah. What am I going to take with me, you know, when I die, yeah? Let's have a look at my bags that I packed, yeah? Yeah, you go on holiday, you know, you pack your packs, yeah? Now what you want to take with you on your holiday, yeah? And when we are getting old, you know, we pack our packs for the next life, yeah? So what did we put in there, you know, look at it, yeah? If it is not nice, you know, I mean, we cannot change that, but we can put a lot of good things in the other side, yeah? So that it becomes heavy, yeah? And the bad bag, you know, becomes lighter. Okay? So I think that is enough for today. If you have any pressing questions, then you can ask them, yeah?
Thank you for your teaching in investigation. I have a quick question. When you are practicing Budo while sitting, do you, and the pain comes up, do you drop the Budo and focus on the pain, or use the pain to do Budo? Because when the pain comes up, you're focusing on your breath currently, or you're looking at your breath. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Normally, no matter if you do breath meditation, yeah, anapanasati or Buddha meditation, you only focus on the pain when it becomes excruciating, when you cannot concentrate on the Buddha anymore. As long as you can concentrate on the Buddha, stay with the Buddha. Don't worry about the pain. Sometimes the pain even goes away if you concentrate more on the Buddha, yeah, or on the breath, yeah. But if, you know, if the pain is becoming so disturbing that you cannot concentrate anymore on the Buddha, yeah, or on the breath, then go investigate. Otherwise, it's constantly switching forth and back, and that is not samatha. You know, you will never get calm. Okay? And be happy, you know. I mean, I was always happy when pain came up, because it's very stable. It's a very stable meditation object, you know. I mean, you can concentrate for hours on it, yeah. But the Buddha, you know, runs off, you know, after 5 or 10 minutes. But the pain stays, yeah. So okay, yeah, I'll just stay with the pain, yeah. Okay? Yeah. I said I'm not going to talk about the jhanas. Because I have no interest in the jhanas. Yeah? If somebody happens to come in the jhanas, I will help him, you know. But if somebody wants to train the jhanas, I mean, then go to the places where there's actually a teacher who can train the jhanas. Yeah? Yeah? So you have to find them. They are quite very, very, in the very deep forest, you know, of Burma, you know, or Sri Lanka, there are some teachers who can train, yeah? Yeah? But, you know, that's all what I know from the teaching of my Venerable Master, yeah? And, you know, I happen to fall in the jhana, so I mean, I know a little bit about it, yeah? But, you know, I know they are different from samadhi. And they're not really necessary. Okay? What? What? I don't understand. I mean, the jhanas are not necessary for anything. Investigation, I mean, I just talked about half an hour or an hour about investigation, how to investigate, yeah? Investigation that leads to wisdom, and wisdom, you know, cuts the fetters, yeah? So, the jhanas, I mean, I told you yesterday, I mean, the Lord Buddha really, you know, practiced the jhanas, the rupa jhanas and then the arupa jhanas, and then what did he do? He went, you know, 7 years in ascetic, yeah? And then he saw, this is also not bringing me out. So what did he do? He went the Majjhima Patipada, the middle way of practice, yeah? Ate a little bit and investigated, yeah? Until he could defeat avicca, yeah? Okay? Yeah?
Good morning, Ajahn. Okay, my question is related to my work. During work, we do a lot of thinking.
A lot of what?
Thinking,
yeah.
Like, from 9 o'clock, you work until 6, a lot of thinking, a lot of, do multitask. The thinking, is it the same as the, I think, is it the 5 khandhas?
Of course. Yeah.
So, because it is, sometimes I feel that it's cluttering my...
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy.
What should I do?
Yeah, I mean, when you come home, you know, you stop thinking. And before you go to work, you stop thinking, yeah? That's the only way, yeah? I'm a computer scientist, or used to be a computer scientist, so I worked on the computer, you know? I mean, 8 hours gone by without having a moment of sati, yeah? Because I had to think, and I had to look, I had to react, you know, constantly to the screen, so I had no choice, yeah? But when I came home, the first thing is, you know, for 1 hour, yeah? I mean, just, you know, to take a big cloth, you know, and wipe everything clean.
Do I meditate to get rid of?
Yeah, of course. That's what I mean, yeah? When I say wipe clean, you know? I mean, you sit down and, you know, I mean, you stay with the Buddha or we stay with the breath, yeah? And don't let any thoughts or memories come in. And before you go to work, you do the same thing. You don't even want to know anything about the work, yeah? I mean, it's enough that you work for 8 hours there. Or find another job, you know? or go ordain as a Meiji, you know? I mean, that is then you don't have to think, yeah?
I think
Yeah, yeah. That is what the Kilesas tell us. So many commitments, you know, I mean, we can't leave this world, you know, of all of our commitment to their parents, to their relatives, to this, you know, to our ancestors that died 200 years ago. That is the talk of the Kilesa. Yeah? We have a commitment to ourselves. That's it.
Kilesa is defiled.
What? What? I don't understand. Yeah. What? Yeah. But the people think, you know, I'm not defiled. Yeah. How many people think they are defiled? Yeah. But they have kilesas all day long, 24 hours. Yeah. Even in the night when you dream, you know, it's your kilesas who dream. Yeah. There was one more question. Yeah. I mean, you can ask the questions, you know, in the evening, you know, if it is not related to meditation that you need to know now because you're practicing.
Yes, Prabhupada. I assume that if you want perfect concentration before
we
start,
yeah. Turn on the mic. It would be better than other people can hear.
But I assume that we do not need really perfect concentration before we start.
No, I mean you cannot perfect, you know, concentration, you know, I mean if you don't develop some sort of wisdom. I mean when you look at Sila Samadhi Panya, that is the way out, you know, there are three columns, you know, I mean where we can build our house on. Yeah. If you don't have enough Sila, our Samadhi will not be good. But if our Samadhi gets better, our Sila, you know, we will see more of our Sila. And if you develop wisdom, you know, I mean we see more, you know, more how we interact, you know, what is the problem with our Sila and what is the problem with Samadhi. So you have to develop, you know, tandem. But in order to invest the body properly, you know, I mean, you need at least 10 minutes, you know, of uninterrupted concentration on one point or one object before you really can ask the question.
So you mean, as long as you need about 10 to 15 minutes to stay at one point, you do not necessarily need to experience all those as all the states. Just a bit of calm,
yeah, just being able, you know, to stay at the same point. You don't even have to go into Upachara Samadhi. That, of course, would be helpful. But, you know, if you can stay and concentrate on one point without being constantly distracted, then you can also, you know, try, yeah. But if you go deeper, yeah, if you go deeper in investigation, and you know, we talk tomorrow, we might talk about a super practice, yeah. I haven't even touched it yet, you know. Then we need to concentrate on the part of the body until we have a visual sight of it. Yeah. Samatha, you know, get concentration, you know. Only if pain is, what I said, only if pain is really bothering you, yeah. I mean, then start to investigate. That is always helpful, yeah. Pain investigation is always helpful, yeah. I mean, if you cannot concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath anymore because of the pain, you know, then go and investigate the pain. Then you can do it, yeah. This is good, yeah.
I know your approach is that you prefer us to focus on only
Adi Shamatha
investigation if we start right
from the start. Yes. The only exception for Samatha is pain. Yeah? Because it comes. Yeah. I mean, how do you deal with pain? Yeah? Yeah. I mean, you just don't get up, you know. When you start to get up, you know, from your seat, you know, and then you get down again, and then, I mean, every time of meditation gets shorter and shorter and shorter. Yeah. No, we want to prolong, you know, the sitting meditation or the walking meditation. Walking meditation, mostly boredom comes up, you know, or, you know, tiredness comes up, yeah. With sitting meditation, pain comes up, yeah. So we have to deal with it in order, you know, to get a long stretch of meditation to get really calm. Okay? So, okay, yeah. I mean, you can ask some questions, you know, if there's no pressing question about meditation right now.
There's one question, also meditation related, focus on the right and follow the abdomen instead of the air intake of the nose.
I mean, he didn't listen to what I'm saying. Huh? I said, you know, around the tip of the nose, that's where we focus on. Yeah? Abdomen is something that is moving, yeah? We can never get still. Yeah? That's why, yeah? I mean, and people don't have a mouth to ask, you know, they have to write it down. What is it, yeah? Huh? I mean, when you go down, they talk, yeah? Huh? Huh? But here, write it down, huh? Yeah? No, the abdomen is not okay. Yeah? I know they teach it in Burma, you know, but you know, it's a different kind of meditation. Yes, you can get karma, but you never get one pointed. Yeah? You never get the same kind of, yeah? Upachara Samadhi, you know, when you rest on the abdomen, you know, like when you focus on one point, yeah? And you never can ever go into Apana Samadhi, into deep Samadhi, into one pointedness. Yeah? I mean, if you follow a moving object, yeah? You have to stick your attention, and that's what is so difficult. Huh? That's why people like to go. Yeah, I mean that is something is moving, yeah? There's nothing moving, huh? Yeah, it's boring, yeah? So we have to overcome boredom. Okay, that's enough, yeah?